You say our local association. Were you involved in the British Diabetic Association?
Yes, I became chairman of the Leicester branch for some years and helped out once or twice after I'd resigned. It's still going strong and I still have meetings monthly and outings for the elderly, which we used to have in those early days with Dr. Walker when we gave them a Christmas party in the canteen at the Royal Infirmary, and we had quite a few well-known people in the diabetes world come to visit us here in Leicester. We also had people, I had people from Australia and New Zealand and Sweden who came, and I took them out with me to show what work we did, and they went off back home and said they were going to try and start systems in their own countries the same way, in the same way.
What effect do you think the British Diabetic Association had on the care of people with diabetes in Leicester?
I think the Diabetic Association was a caring group. I think patients who thought they weren't being treated fairly were able to come along with their problems. They also were very keen to help raise money for research, and that's still ongoing now. It was a community. They were all very fond of Dr. Walker. There was, I think, nothing they wouldn't do for her, really. And when I started back diabetic health visiting and I had someone who was perhaps a bit awkward, I used to say, well, this is what Dr. Walker would tell you to do, and immediately it was taken on board.